Let's turn now to Lebanon, where volunteers are trying to save one of the country's last unspoiled beaches. An oil spill, apparently from a ship in the Mediterranean Sea, polluted the coast last month. At stake are the beach's nesting grounds for endangered sea turtles. NPR's Ruth Sherlock reports.
Hassan Kalash looks out over the beach where he spent so much of his childhood.
It's like a disaster. It's actually a disaster.
He says he's heartbroken by what the pollution means both for this coastline and for his community here.
It's part of a home. Like, this will be affecting everything, not only the sea, the air, the whole ecosystem.
Kalash picks up a lump of something.
Oh, this is tar?
Yes.
Oh, horrible. It's kind of
squishy
and gloopy to touch.
Yeah, sticks to the sand.
Because the tar is coated in sand, it can be tricky to see it at first. But once you know what you're looking for, you realise the scale of the damage.
It's like the entire beach is just covered in these lumps of soft, oily mush.
You can put them here.
Thank you.
You're not wearing gloves. It can be harmful.
Scientists say the spill has polluted beaches from the southernmost tip of Lebanon, which borders Israel, way up the coastline to the capital, Beirut, and further north. What's important about these beaches in South Lebanon is that they're not overbuilt with tourist developments or factories. So they're the main nesting grounds left in the country for endangered sea turtles.
Hi.
Ranim Tahan is a marine biology student helping to clean the beach.
The amount of oil that's going to be left on the beaches, not just in the water, it's going to affect the organisms that live here, like the turtles that are dying.
Already the oil spill has claimed victims. Inside the offices for the Tyre Nature Reserve, the largest stretch of protected sandy coastline in Lebanon, Deputy Manager Hassan Hamza takes me to a back room and opens a freezer.
Here we have a freeze indicator.
He shows me the corpse of a small green turtle, an endangered species.
You can see here.
Yeah, it's really tar covered.
Yeah, this is a good indicator for the pollution on the sea turtle.
The turtle's nesting season begins this month. Marine experts and these volunteers tell NPR how badly the spill will affect the nesting depends on how well the beaches can be cleaned. Oil slick in the sand could harm the turtle's eggs or make the environment unsuitable for nests. Volunteers have come from all over the country to help.
So we are trying now.
But Hassan Dabouk, the mayor of the area who oversees all this, says it isn't enough.
Volunteer can... Maybe they can clean 10%, 20%, because we have a big quantity here.
And the reality, says Dabouk, is that the Lebanese authorities don't have the finances or the bandwidth to help.
We don't have money. They don't have money.
Lebanon is in financial meltdown, facing near daily protests against government mismanagement and corruption. So, not expecting help from the authorities, Dabouk is trying instead to adapt heavy machinery to clean the beach with something like a giant sieve.
Like a big sieve, 200 by 100 meter, with a vibration.
But with every day that passes, the tar breaks up into smaller particles that sink into the sand and will pollute this shoreline for years to come. Ruth Sherlock, NPR News, South Lebanon.